Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is August 8th, 2018. Today, let's talk about why you shouldn't compare yourself to anyone else, and rather than trying to drive your car in someone else's lane, stay in your own lane and focus on your own success. If you have this sense of comparing yourself to other people, it's not your fault. You know, it's a way of thinking, a pattern that is developed from a very young age, especially when you're in a setting like school. Now, try and remember, but can you see children being put up against one another in competitive events like sports or academics, or just like how long someone could hold their breath, you know? I know from my youth that a lot of my entertainment came from trying to see who was the best at something. Like I remember in gym, my childhood best friend, he was always really good at sports, and I always would compare myself and be like, oh, I'm not that good. But as I grew older, I realized that I was better than a lot of other people at certain sports, and that gave me like a little sense of pride. Now, I'm not saying that that's good or bad, but I'm just saying that's how I felt as a child. And the same thing could be said about academics. Have you ever gotten a test and you're like, oh man, I got an A, and then you look around the classroom and other people got Fs? You know, there's a sense of pride, a sense of happiness, a sense of success. Now, I think that's great and all when you're young, you know, because children and teenagers love to compete against each other. And I'm not saying that's all teenagers and children, but I'm saying that there is a culture within school that teaches children to compete against one another. That's why they have sports. That's why they have clubs. That's why people are competing against other schools. Like, in my high school, I remember we would have competitions against other schools trying to determine who was the best. We would have a club where we just, like, answer Jeopardy-type questions against other schools all throughout the United States, and there was always a sense of pride when your team made it to the top five. And there was always an incentive, you know, like a reward. You get to go somewhere. But I think that mentality isn't really healthy for an individual who's growing up and becoming more mature. Like, yeah, being competitive sounds great, and it's very embedded in American culture to be competitive. You know, we have professional sports, we have people telling us that history is all about like one person conquering another person and survival of the fittest and things like that. Like, if you're not overcoming someone else, then you're gonna die. It's all about like survival. But that mentality isn't really necessary for our modern day life. You know, humans have evolved to the point in which we're not really fighting with each other. We're not in danger of like going after someone's resources. We're honestly just working and trying to earn enough to create the lifestyle we want. So I think it's very important for all young adults to move out of that phase of comparing yourself with someone else, especially the people you know. And I think it's definitely a sense of true maturity and a true sense of personal development when you stop letting your ego drive you. Because when you let your ego tell you what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, then you're pretty much living your life according to a standard, living your life according to someone's rules, and you won't really feel fulfilled, especially when you reach like certain ages and you're not accomplishing like things on a standardized list. For example, like when people hit around the age of 30, they're expected to be married, have kids, have a house, have a car, have a white picket fence and a dog. And they spend the rest of their lives just working a job and sending their kids to school and just repeating the whole cycle. Now, that's fine. I'm not saying like it's wrong. I'm saying that that's one way of living. That's the way our American culture teaches us to live our lives. But the more conscious and the more mature you become, the more you realize that that is an option, not a necessary way of living your life. And some people will decide their identity based on those standards. But what I'm trying to offer you is an opportunity to unlock your true potential and unlock whatever you want. I don't want you to necessarily be stuck to one path just because you don't know your options. See, in life, we are quite limitless. We have the potential to do anything we desire, but we have to be conscious. And by that, I mean you have to acknowledge what's going around you and not living your life in the sense of, oh, because everyone else is doing this, I have to do it. No, don't live your life like that. Like, life isn't about comparing yourself with your neighbor, it's about living your life. And I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, but your main goal should be genuine to who you are. Focus on what you want and not what people tell you to want. I think it's very understandable to want to compare yourself with someone else because ever since you've been a child, you've been programmed to think in that manner. And when you have a system of belief like that, where your reward of being better than someone else makes you feel great, and your loss of feeling disappointed because you're not as good as someone else, it really can be very draining on your mind, body, and spirit. But we have to take a different path from that. And I just want to set the record straight, but I think a lot of middle schoolers, high schoolers, college student, and adults who are all trying to compete against each other and lack a sense of self-awareness, they are all just trying to prove themselves to one another and prove themselves worthy of their life. And when people are just like trying to compete with one another, trying to say, oh, I got this, I got that, and basing their whole lives on like their material possessions, their social titles, their, everything that's like temporary. When people are trying to base their whole lives on those temporary factors, they're not truly fulfilled, in my opinion. I think they're living an illusion. Because your identity isn't about what you have or what you are told to represent, but it's about how you feel inside of yourself and how well you can accept yourself in all life circumstances. Because you won't always have those titles, those possessions. So, what's very important is for every individual to realize every human born has their own unique path. That's why you have to deviate from the standard. And I think it's very important for people to become aware of their environment and what people tell them to believe is true and what's not true. I'll give you an example. So, in college, I went to a very liberal arts school, and I had this very interesting perception because I would understand the ideals of conflicting groups. So, a lot of students were very liberal in a sense that they were pro rights, pro immigrants, pro women's rights, pro everything, And I always wondered if the people truly cared about a certain issue, or they only cared about an issue because other people cared about it. Were they truly invested in an idea, or were they only invested because their friends told them that that idea was the right answer? And it always makes me think that most people who have a certain opinion or are grounded in a certain style of belief, how much do they really understand? Are they viewing multiple aspects of a certain issue, or are they only agreeing with their friends for the sake of fitting in? You know, to fit a standard, to fit your group, to be a part of something you think is right. And I'd say that because the older you get, the more you realize your friends don't really know that much. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't really know that much. You know, I admit my level of ignorance and my level of not knowing. I'm only one person, I can't know everything. But there are some people who walk around with a conviction of knowing so much, when in reality, they don't really know that much. But to make other people believe that they are right, they put on a facade that makes people see them as more worthy and intelligent. But true intelligence doesn't come from looking smart. It comes from being smart. And those are two very different things. So I bring that up because there's a standard of how we are told to perceive things. We are told to perceive intelligent people as people who seem like they know what they are talking about. But in reality, an intelligent person will most likely not look the way you expect them to look. It's very important to look beyond all appearances and find truth. That's why I've been talking about, like, don't compare, because you don't really know what the truth of any situation is. It's like you go on social media, Instagram or Facebook, or on YouTube, and you see someone living a very lavish life, you know? But you don't really know what their life is like beyond that still image. For an example, you can see a person buying a brand new car, right? Let's say they just bought a Ferrari, and you're like, oh crap, I wish I had a Ferrari. Damn, that guy is so lucky. Guy or girl, they're so lucky. And that's just one image, right? But you don't really know, what's it costing them to actually own that Ferrari? Are they working jobs they hate? Are they really into debt, and now they have to pay off all that money just to prove to other people they bought a fancy car? You know, people don't really take their time and ask these questions. How are people affording what they buy? Why do people buy what they buy? Are they buying it because it's truly their choice? Or are they buying it because they've been told to believe that this object or this title proves their self-worth? And your self-worth shouldn't be coming from what other people think. And I tell you that because I never truly felt happy when other people were telling me I'm great, or people telling me I'm beautiful, or people telling me I'm smart. That doesn't really make me feel fulfilled. It's only when I can recognize that in myself. And don't get me wrong, I think it's great, like, when someone comes up to you and gives you a compliment, or someone gives you praise. I think that's a great feeling, but that's also temporary. I've always had this thought about, like, the same people who give you praise today could be the same people who try and put you down tomorrow. And your worth shouldn't be based on what people tell you, but it should be based on what you feel about yourself and your current situation. So that's why it's important not to compare yourself with other people. Because when you compare yourself, you're basing your worth on what other people have and what you don't have. But your true worth comes from what's inside of you and not from what's outside of you. I suppose the main question you're asking right now is, how do I get to that point where I'm not really comparing myself? Well, I think the first step is definitely taking a break from social media and taking a break from the outside world. And I don't mean, like, don't go outside. I mean, like, Do things that make you happy. Do things that make you feel fulfilled. Don't go around trying to be someone you're not. And it's okay to experiment and try and find new things to define yourself with. But I also think it's important not to be doing something if you don't like it, not to be doing something to fit in. And I tell you that because I've done that. I've been a person who tried to fit in. And when I tried to fit in, I had a lot of temporary friends. And when I look back on the situation, I was like, yeah, I was happy in the moment. But how many of those people do I actually know right now? How many of those friends are in constant communication with me? So I think about something like that. Like, in the moment, it's great to try something new. But once you're out of that situation, you have to ask yourself, is that really me? Or is that someone I'm trying to pretend to be? And I think it's very natural for people to try and fit a standard, to try and fit that mold, to try and be like everyone else. You know, because, as I've said before, at a very young age, we're taught to compete with each other because we know what the standard is. We know that an A is more valuable than an F. And we try and live to that. But instead of, like, grades, we try and live to that with, like, the type of job we have, the type of car we drive, the type of partner we have, the type of house we live in. You know, all of those brand new things are coming from the same concept as an A or an F. You know, it's like if you live in a poor neighborhood, you get an F. If you're living in a mansion, you get an A. If you're driving a Ferrari, you get an A. If you're driving like a used car that's like breaking down, you get an F. You see, we have this standard, and it's very deeply ingrained into a lot of children to aim for all these things that we don't really need because we think that that will prove and validate our existence. And I'm definitely not saying don't aim for what you want. You know, if you want something, go get it. But I'm also trying to tell you that know what you want. Don't just do something because you were told to do it. Like in school, I would go for A's because my parents told me, get A's. And teachers would say, oh, A's are great. You know, everyone tries to make like all these things sound great. But when you get there, what do you truly have? Like, what does the A really prove? What does your mansion really prove? What does your Ferrari really prove? What did you do on the inside in order to get all that stuff that's outside of you? See, and I think the people who actually get those A's in life, and by that I mean like get the nice houses, get the cars, get the great partners and stuff, aren't really the people who are like trying to compete with other people. And I'm talking about like the Elon Musk of the world, the Steve Jobs of the world, the Bill Gates. You know, I think when you are truly being yourself, oh, like the Michael Jacksons of the world, the Michael Jordans of the world. I'm just saying, like, when you're truly being yourself, your goal isn't really about competing with someone else. And I know that sounds crazy because, like, there are big leaders of industries and they're like, oh, we're competing with these other companies. And yeah, like to a degree, people are competing with each other, but like on a financial level, you know, like making sure that your business succeeds over others. But what I mean is like, you gotta do something and be yourself because that's what you want and not do something and be someone who you are not. It's like, you have this one life. Don't live it for the sake of proving your self-worth to someone else. Like, life is about becoming self-aware and understanding who you are. And there is no standard for you. I think something very profound that I learned, because I've always tried to be a perfectionist, and I think me trying to be a perfectionist has really like helped me out and made me very focused on what I want. But I've come to these conclusions, like all these great leaders and all these religious figures, right? We try to aim to be like them. But in reality, all those great leaders and all those religious figures, they were just being themselves. They weren't aiming to be like someone else. At least that's my opinion, you know? I don't think that people try, like, I don't think great people who make a change in the world, I don't think they try to be someone else. I think they try to be themselves. And evidently, them trying to be themselves leads to them accomplishing great things. And I think that's honestly the secret of life. When you try to be yourself and when you aim to live your life genuinely and according to who you are, without comparing yourself, without trying to be anyone else, that's when you succeed. That's when you find fulfillment. That's when you find peace, when you accept yourself. And I've mentioned this in other podcasts, like, if there's anything you strive for, let it be you becoming 100% you. Don't strive for things that are temporary. You know, those are like side missions, in my opinion. Your number one goal should be yourself. And when you can be yourself fully and honestly, everything else will just come into place. You just have to accept your own nature and be willing to change without fear. Just remember that. Don't be afraid of who you become, as long as you are becoming exactly who you are supposed to be.